بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. لن أطيل عليكم بخصوص المقدمة حتى نترك المجال للأخ المحاضر بعد صلاة الظهر.
He says in the name of Allah, the one who possesses all mercy and whose mercy reaches his creatures, and peace and praise be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he's not going to be long, particularly due to the introduction, and to leave time for the next speech that is coming up.
في البداية نشكر جميع الأخوة القائمين على تنظيم وترتيب لهذا المؤتمر والذي فيه من الفوائد الكثيرة العظيمة من نشر العلم وبثه وتصحيح المناهج والعقائد والفوائد الكثيرة التي تحصل بالالتقاء في مثل هذا التجمع الكبير.
First of all, he says he'd like to thank those brothers who have organized and brought about this gathering, which will have many benefits in correcting the belief and the methodology of the people who attend, and which we will get hopefully a lot of benefit from.
وأهم ما ننبه إليه أنفسنا أولا والحاضرين هو الإخلاص لله تبارك وتعالى.
The first thing that I call our attention to those of us who are attending it, as well as those of us who are involved in speaking, is sincerely to Allah تبارك وتعالى. To be sincere to Allah تبارك وتعالى.
وهذا شرط في جميع الأعمال الصالحة.
And this is condition every righteous action.
ولذلك لا يغفله كبار العلماء عن التنبيه إليه في جميع الأقوال والأفعال.
And because of this, the great scholars always call attention to it regarding to every statement and deed.
ولهذا صدر البخاري رحمه الله تعالى صحيحه بحديث عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه إنما الأعمال بالنيات.
And because of this, Imam Bukhari رحمه الله has as the first hadith in his book this hadith of Umar ibn Khattab, verily actions are but by intentions.
وفيه إشارة إلى الإخلاص والتنبيه إليه قبل الشروع في أي عمل.
And in this is indication of the importance of sincerity to Allah Ta'ala before you do any action.
وننبه إلى الإفادة من هذا المؤتمر.
And we call everyone to attention to the fact of benefiting from this gathering.
وتحصيل العلم منه.
And acquiring knowledge from it.
والعلم هو كما قال ربيعة بن أبي سليمان، العلم وسيلة إلى كل فضيلة.
And the knowledge is as Sheikh Rabi'a Sulaiman.
Rabi'a ibn Abi Sulaiman.
Ibn Abi Sulaiman said, knowledge is the means of achieving every virtue.
وحاجه الناس الى العلم اكثر من حاجتهم الى الطعام والشراب كما قال الامام احمد رحمه الله.
And the need of the people for knowledge is more than the need for food and drink, as it is stated by Imam Ahmad رحمه الله.
فانت تحتاج الى الطعام والشراب 3 مرات في اليوم، وحاجتك إلى العلم الشرعي والفقه لا سيما أكثر من ذلك.
And you need food and drink at least 3 times a day, and the knowledge of Sharia and the knowledge of deen, you need much more than that.
وهذه المؤتمرات هي تنبيهات وإشارات ومفاتيح.
And these gatherings are to call our attention to this and our keys and our beginnings.
وينبغي على الحاضرين بعد انقضاء المؤتمرات أيضا المداومة على طلب العلم ورفع الجهل عن أنفسهم في شريعة الله.
And it's upon those who attend these conferences after these conferences have ended to continue to seek knowledge and to remove ignorance from themselves.
ومن فوائد هذا المؤتمر ما يحصل من الأخوة والألفة بين الأخوة في الله الحاضرين والمجتمعين.
And one of the benefits of a gathering such as this is that which comes about of love and brotherhood between those who attend these conferences.
ولذلك هذه فرصة للالتقاء والتعرف وزيادة أواصر المحبة والأخوة.
And because of this, this is an opportunity to increase love and closeness and togetherness and bring about brotherhood between one another.
وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أوثق عرى الإيمان الحب في الله والبغض في الله.
And as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the most strongest pillar of Iman is love for Allah and hate for Allah.
وفي الصحيحين من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه في السبع الذين يظلهم الله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله رجلان تحابا في الله.
And in the hadith that is brought in Bukhari and Muslim, that of the seven of those who will be under the shade of Allah when there's no shade except the shade of Allah are two men who love one another, and they love one another only for the pleasure of Allah.
فنسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعلنا من المتحابين في جلاله.
So we ask Allah to make us of those who will love one another for Him and Him alone.
وأن يجعل أعمالنا أعمالا خالصة لوجهه سبحانه وتعالى.
And make all of our deeds sincere for Him and Him alone.
موافقة لهدي نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
In accordance with the guidance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. موضوع الخلاف والاتفاق والافتراق موضوع مهم شغل أذهان كثير من الإخوة في الله، ولذلك سنذكر بعض القواعد الشرعية المضبوطة بالأدلة من الكتاب والسنة وأقوال السلف رحمهم الله تعالى تجلي هذا الأمر وتوضحه وتزيل اللبس عنه حتى يكون الناس على بينة من أمرهم.
The Shaykh started by saying peace and prayers and blessings from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon his companions radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. And he said that this matter of differing and agreement and separating is an issue that has made or had the minds of everyone busy. And based upon this, he wanted to mention some points from the Quran and from the Sunnah and from the statements of the scholars that will explain this issue.
أولا يجب أن نعلم أن الخلاف مما قضاه الله عز وجل كونا، أي أنه لا بد أن يقع.
First thing is to know that differing is something that Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has decreed universally, that it will happen, it will take place.
وهناك فرق مهم بين القضاء الكوني والقضاء الشرعي. القضاء الكوني لا بد أن يقع، وقد يكون فيما يحبه الله وما لا يحبه الله.
And this is from the aspect of belief that there is a difference between what is decreed universally or qada kawni and what is decreed legislatively or qada shar'i. That which has been decreed kawni or universally means that it must happen, it must take place.
مثال للقضاء الكوني قوله تعالى وقضينا إلى بني إسرائيل في الكتاب لتفسدن في الأرض مرتين. فالفساد لا يحبه الله عز وجل، لكن الله عز وجل قضاه كونا وأنه سيقع من بني إسرائيل الإفساد في الأرض.
An example of this universal decree is the statement of Allah تبارك وتعالى and we have decreed that the children of Israel will make corruption in the earth twice. And corruption is something that Allah Tabarak Ta'ala hates, yet it has been decreed here, decreed, universal decree. that it must take place.
أما القضاء الشرعي فلا يكون إلا فيما يحبه الله عز وجل فقط وقد يقع وقد لا يقع بحسب امتثال العبد لقضاء الله عز وجل كقوله تعالى وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه فالعبادة يحبها الله عز وجل لكن كثير من الناس قد لا يعبد الله عز وجل.
And the legislative decree is that which Allah Ta'ala loves and orders. And it is based on the statement of Allah Ta'ala. Example of that statement of Allah Ta'ala, your Lord has decreed that you worship only Him and that you be good to parents. So this matter may happen or may not happen depending on the ability of the servant, but Allah Ta'ala has legislated it and He loves it, so this therefore is called the legislative decree.
والأدلة من القرآن والسنة على أن الخلاف مما قضاه الله كونا قوله تعالى ولا يزالون مختلفين إلا من رحم ربك.
And the evidence from the kitab that Allah, from the book of Allah, that Allah has decreed this universally, that differences or differing will happen, that this is decreed universally, is the statement of Allah, and the Lord has decreed, and they will always differ, except those who Allah's mercy is upon. And they will always differ, except whom the mercy of Allah is upon.
وفعل يزال لا يزالون مختلفين إلا من رحم ربك يدل على المداومة والاستمرار في لغة العرب.
And the verb that is used here, يزال, that they will continue, that means gives the understanding that they will continue to do. That this differing is something that they will continue to do.
ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في السنن من حديث العرباض بن سارية رضي الله عنه فإنه من يعش منكم فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا.
In the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the Sunan, the statement, the Hadith of Irbal in Sariya, in which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, those of you who amongst you who live long will see a lot of differences.
وقال أيضا صلى الله عليه وسلم وستفترق أمتي على 73 فرقة.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said also that my ummah was split into 73 groups.
وفي الجملة الخلاف لا بد أن يقع لأن الله عز وجل قضاه كونا.
And in summary, the difference is something that must happen or will happen because Allah Ta'ala decreed it universally.
القاعدة الثانية في موضوع الخلاف هو أن نعلم أن الخلاف شر.
The second matter, the second principle that we want to understand regarding differing is to understand that differing is shar, it is evil.
والدليل على ذلك قوله تعالى ولا يزالون مختلفين إلا من رحم ربك.
And the evidence of that is the statement of Allah that we mentioned earlier, that they will always differ except those upon whom is the mercy of Allah.
قال الإمام مالك رحمه الله تعالى الذين رحمهم الله لم يختلفوا.
Imam Malik rahimahullah said regarding this verse that those who are under the mercy of Allah, they do not differ.
وقال أمير المؤمنين عمر بن عبد العزيز رحمه الله تعالى خلق أهل الرحمة ألا يختلفوا.
And the statement of Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar ibn al-Aziz regarding this ayah رحمه الله was that Allah Ta'ala created those people who are under His rahmah that they do not differ.
قال الإمام الشاطبي رحمه الله تعالى في كتاب الاعتصام إن الآية اقتضت أن أهل الاختلاف المذكورين مباينون لأهل الرحمة
بقوله ولا يزالون مختلفين إلا من رحم ربك، فإنها اقتضت قسمين: أهل الاختلاف ومرحومين. فظاهر التقسيم أن أهل الرحمة ليسوا من أهل الاختلاف.
The ayat, Imam Shatibi rahimahullah says, the ayat shows us, or means, that the people who differ, that are mentioned in this ayah, and we're still dealing with the ayah, they will all continue to differ except those upon whom the mercy of Allah is upon. That there are two groups here in this ayah: those who differ and those who are under the mercy of Allah. So the what this shows, that the people of mercy are not those who differ.
وقال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله قوله تعالى ولا يزالون مختلفين إلا من رحم ربك ولذلك خلقهم، أخبر أن أهل الرحمة لا يختلفون.
And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said similarly that this ayah indicates that the people of mercy are those, the people on the mercy of Allah are those who do not differ.
وأهل الرحمة هم أتباع الأنبياء قولا وفعلا.
And the people of mercy are those who follow the prophets outwardly and inwardly in saying and in action.
وهم أهل القرآن والحديث من هذه الأمة.
And they are the people of Quran and Hadith from this nation.
فمن خالفهم في شيء فاته من الرحمة بقدر ذلك.
So the one who differs with these people, he will lose as much as he differs with them of mercy. He will lose of the amount of mercy he will lose is as due to the degree of how far he differs with them.
وفي السنن من حديث أبي ثعلب الخشني رضي الله عنه قال كان الناس إذا نزلوا منزلا تفرقوا في الشعاب والأودية.
And there's a narration in the Sunan of Abi Sa'laba al-Khushani radiallahu anhu, said that the people, when they would come to a valley, they would sit apart in different areas.
فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن تفرقكم في هذه الشعاب والأودية إنما ذلكم من الشيطان.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to them, you're splitting in this area, separating and sitting apart from one another, is from Shaytan.
قال فلم ينزلوا بعد منزلا إلا انضم بعضهم إلى بعض.
He said, and after that, after the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever they would come to a place, they would sit together and they would not sit apart.
وهذا الحديث إذا تأملته,
this hadith if you consider it,
رأيت أن الصحابة متفقون في البواطن في القلوب.
You see that the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم were in agreement inwardly.
لكنهم تفرقوا في المكان.
But they were separating themselves in their sitting in a place.
مع اتفاقهم في البواطن.
Even though they were agreeing in their hearts with one another.
ونسب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا الفعل إلى الشيطان.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم attributed this matter, this splitting separately or sticking separately, to Shaytan.
فكيف إذا اختلفت البواطن والظواهر؟
So how would it be if inwardly and outwardly we differ?
وكما أن هذه هي مقتضى الأدلة من القرآن والسنة. فإن هذا هو أيضا قول الصحابة.
Just as this is what we can understand from Quran and from Sunnah regarding differing, similarly it is the statement of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
قال ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه الخلاف شر.
Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه said differing is evil.
رواه أبو داود بسند صحيح.
It's related by Abu Dawood with an authentic chain of narrators.
وقال علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه
And Ali ibn Abi Talib رضي الله عنه stated
كما في صحيح البخاري,
this is in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari,
اقضوا كما كنتم تقضون,
اقضوا من القضاء يعني
judge,
yes. Judge as you were judging,
فإني أكره الاختلاف,
because I hate differing,
حتى يكون الناس جماعة,
so do this so that the people will be together,
أو أموت كما مات أصحابي,
or I die like my companions have died.
فهذه هي الأدلة من الكتاب والسنة وأقوال الصحابة على أن الخلاف شر.
This is the evidence from Quran and from Sunnah and the statements of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that differing is evil.
قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية,
شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله states,
فإن الجماعة رحمة,
that the group or gathering together is rahmah, is mercy,
والفرقة عذاب,
and separation is punishment.
وقال الإمام أبو جعفر الطحاوي رحمه الله في عقيدته,
الإمام أبو جعفر الطحاوي رحمه الله في العقيدة الطحاوية,
ونرى الجماعة حقا وصوابا,
we see that gathering and being one jama'ah is the truth and what is correct,
والفرقة زيغا وعذابا,
and differing and splitting is going astray.
So في الجملة لا شك أن الخلاف شر, خلافا لما يقوله كثير من الناس الخلاف رحمة.
And from this we can understand that differing is evil, and this is opposite to that which is stated by some that differing is a mercy.
وهناك حديث يحتج به كثير من الناس على أن الخلاف رحمة.
And there is a narration or a hadith that some people use to show or that differing is a mercy.
وهذا حديث ضعيف من جهة السند والمتن أيضا.
This hadith is weak from the text as well as from the chain of narrators.
قال السبكي عن هذا الحديث ليس بمعروف عند المحدثين. السبكي.
قال السبكي.
السبكي.
السبكي. That this hadith is not something known amongst the scholars of hadith.
ولم أقف له على سند صحيح ولا ضعيف ولا موضوع.
And I have not found for it a strong chain of narrators, authentic chain of narrators, nor a weak chain of narrators, nor a forged chain of narrators.
وقال ابن حزم رحمه الله تعالى.
And Ibn Hazm رحمه الله says.
وأما الحديث المذكور فباطل مكذوب.
The hadith that has been mentioned is false and a lie.
مكذوب من توليد أهل الفسق.
And
من توليد أهل الفسق يعني وضعهم الفساق.
And that the evil people, the fusaq, are the ones who brought this about. This is the same as Ibn Hazm.
وقال القاسمي منتقدا متن هذا الحديث.
And القاسمي said, criticizing the text of this narration.
يقول ولا يعرف له سند صحيح.
And we do not know for it any correct or authentic chain of transmission.
وهو مخالف لنصوص الآيات والأحاديث.
And it is opposed or in opposition with the آيات and the أحاديث.
كقوله تعالى.
Like the statement of Allah تعالى.
ولا يزالون مختلفين إلا من رحم ربك.
And they will continue to differ except those who upon them is the mercy of Allah.
ونحو قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And like the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم.
Do not differ for your hearts will differ.
وغيره من الأحاديث الكثيرة.
And other than this from many أحاديث.
والذي يقطع به.
يجزم به. And that which one should
fix it? No, make it different.
And what is to be stated definitely?
أن الاتفاق خير من الاختلاف.
And that agreeing is better than differing.
القاعدة الثالثة.
The third principle.
الخلاف سمة وصفة أهل البدع.
That differing is a characteristic and a sign of the people of innovation.
قال عبد الله بن المبارك رحمه الله تعالى.
عبد الله بن المبارك رحمه الله said,
أهل الحق ليس فيهم اختلاف.
The people of truth They do not have any differences.
قال تعالى,
Allah says,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا.
Verily those who separate in their deen and became groups.
قال البغوي رحمه الله في تفسيره,
Imam Baghawi رحمه الله says in the tafsir of this ayah,
هُمْ أَهْلُ الْبِدَعْ وَالْأَهْوَى.
They are the people of innovations and the people of desires.
وقال أيضا,
and he said also,
خلق الله أهل الحق للاتفاق,
that Allah created the people of truth to agree,
وأهل الباطل للاختلاف,
and the people of falsehood to differ.
وقال الشاطبي رحمه الله,
and الشاطبي رحمه الله said,
الفرقة من أخف أوصاف المبتدعة,
that differing is from the particular or special qualities of the innovators.
وقال شيخ الإسلام بن تيمية في كتاب الاستقامة,
and Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله says in his book الاستقامة,
والبدعة مقرونة بالفرقة, والبدعة مقرونة بالفرقة,
and bid'ah is attached to differing,
كما أن السنة مقرونة بالجماعة,
just as sunnah is attached to being part or being or attached to the jama'ah.
فيقال,
so it should be said,
أهل السنة والجماعة,
أهل السنة والجماعة, the people of sunnah in the group,
كما يقال,
just as we say,
البدعة والفرقة,
that the people of bid'ah and differing.
قال أبو القاسم الأصفهاني في كتاب الحجة,
أبو القاسم الأصفهاني said in the book of الحجة,
ومما يدل على أن أهل الحديث هم على الحق,
and what is an evidence that the people of hadith are on the truth,
أنك لو طالعت كتبهم المصنفة من أولهم إلى آخرهم,
if you were to read their books and their works from the beginning to the end,
قديمهم وحديثهم,
those in the past and those now,
مع اختلاف بلدانهم وزمانهم,
even though they differed in geographical location as well as the time that they lived in,
وجدتهم,
you find them,
في بيان الاعتقاد,
when it comes to explaining the beliefs,
على وتيرة واحدة,
upon one basis,
لا ترى بينهم اختلافا ولا تفرقا,
you don't see any differing or separation between them.
والقاعدة الرابعة,
and the fourth principle,
الخلاف آفة الذنوب,
that the differing is the effect of the sin, because it is the effect of the sin, because of the sin.
فقد روى البخاري في الأدب المفرد,
Bukhari mentions in أدب المفرد,
وقال العلامة الألباني صحيح,
and Sheikh العلامة الألباني said it is authentic,
من حديث أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه,
from the narration of Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه,
أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال,
that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
ما تواد اثنان في الله,
no two people begin to love one another for the pleasure of Allah,
ثم يفرق بينهما,
then they become separated,
إلا بذنب يحدثه أحدهما,
except because of a sin that one of them commits.
وذكر البخاري في صحيحه تعليقا مجزوما به,
and Bukhari mentioned this same hadith in تعليق form, showing that he was certain that it was authentic,
من حديث ابن عمر,
from حديث ابن عمر,
ورواه ابن حبان,
and it's been laid by ابن حبان,
في صحيحه,
in his صحيح,
من حديث أبي هريرة,
from the narration of Abi Hurairah,
أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم,
قال لعبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص,
that he said to Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As,
كيف بك يا عبد الله بن عمر,
how will you be Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As,
إذا كنت في حثالة من الناس,
if you are in
حثالة من الناس,
if you are in the dregs of the people,
قد مرجت عهودهم, يعني اختلطت عهودهم,
their matters have become different and they have differed,
وأماناتهم,
and their trust,
واختلفوا فصاروا هكذا وشبك بين أصابعه,
and they have differed and he placed his fingers within the other fingers,
يعني معنى الحديث, كيف تصنع إذا كنت في هؤلاء الناس المختلفين, والذين لا يوفون بالعهد ولا يؤدون الأمانة.
The meaning of the hadith is, how will you act if you are around a lot of people differing, who do not keep their promises and cannot be trusted?
قال قتادة رحمه الله تعالى.
قتادة رحمه الله said,
فأهل رحمة الله أهل جماعة.
The people of the mercy of Allah are the jama'ah.
وإن تفرقت دورهم وأبدانهم.
Even though they may be in their bodies, may be separate.
دورهم.
Even though their lands as well as their bodies may be separate. Though they may be separated by land and by their physical bodies, they are one jama'ah.
وأهل معصيته.
And the people of disobedience.
أهل فرقة.
Are the people of difference.
وإن اجتمعت دورهم وأبدانهم.
Even if they are in one land and their bodies are closely connected.
ويقول شيخ الإسلام بن تيمية رحمه الله.
شيخ الإسلام بن تيمية رحمه الله says,
عن أثر الذنوب في الاختلاف.
Regarding the effect of sins in difference.
يقول ولهذا كان الصحابة.
And because of this, the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
كانوا في الحنيفية السمحة.
They were on حنفية السمحة.
على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
In the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وكانوا في عهد أبي بكر.
And in the time of Abu Bakr.
خيرا مما كانوا على عهد عمر.
Better than they were than the time of Umar.
فلما كانوا في زمن عمر.
When they were in the time of Umar.
حدث من بعضهم ذنوب.
Some of them committed sins.
أوجبت اجتهاد الإمام في نوع من التشديد عليهم.
That brought about the responsibility of the Imam to come up with different ways of
تشديد.
Correcting them.
فلما كان في آخر خلافة عثمان.
And when they were in the last time of the خلافة عثمان.
زاد التغير والتوسع في الدنيا.
Things started to change and the expenses went out into the world. Huh? So went out and got the benefits of the world.
وحدثت أنواع من الأعمال.
And many actions took place.
لم تكن على عهد عمر.
That were not in the time of Umar.
فحصل بين بعض القلوب.
So between the hearts.
تنافر حتى قتل عثمان.
They became different between the hearts until Uthman رضي الله عنه was killed.
فصاروا في فتنة عظيمة.
And so they fell into a great fitna.
قد قال تعالى واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة.
And Allah تعالى has stated and fear the fitna which does not only affect those who are wrong, in particular only those who are wrong.
وهذا كلام شيخ الإسلام في الصحابة.
This is the wording of Shaykh al-Islam in Taymiyyah regarding the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
فكيف بنا نحن.
So what about us now?
القاعدة الخامسة الآن. القاعدة الخامسة.
The fifth principle.
الحق عند الله واحد.
The truth of Allah tabarakallah with Allah tabarakallah is one.
وما عداه فخطأ.
And that which is other than that is a mistake.
قال تعالى ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات.
For Allah has stated, do not be like those who differed and separated after the truth has come to them.
قال ابن القيم رحمه الله.
Ibn Qayyim رحمه الله says,
الآيات الناهية عن الاختلاف في الدين.
Those verses that forbid differing in the deen.
كلها شهادة صريحة.
All of them are clear witness of the fact
بأن الحق عند الله واحد.
That the truth with Allah تبارك وتعالى is one.
وما عداه فخطأ.
And whatever is other than it is wrong.
وقال تعالى.
And Allah states,
ولو كان من عند غير الله لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا.
And if it was from other than Allah, you would have found in it many differences.
وقال ابن القيم أيضا.
ابن القيم رحمه الله states,
فأخبر سبحانه.
Here Allah informs us.
أن الاختلاف ليس من عنده.
That differing is not from him.
وما لم يكن ليس من عنده فليس بالصواب.
And that which is not from Allah Ta'ala is not correct.
وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ستفترق أمتي على 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said this ummah was split into 73 groups, all of them in hellfire except one.
قال الشاطبي رحمه الله تعالى.
Imam Shatibi رحمه الله states
قوله عليه السلام إلا واحدة.
The statement of the Prophet عليه السلام except one.
قد أعطى بنصه أن الحق واحد لا يختلف.
Here he has brought here a text that shows that the truth is one and not more than that.
إذ لو كان للحق فرق لم يقل إلا واحدة.
For if حق or the truth was based or with many groups, he would not say except one.
والأدلة من السنة على أن الحق واحد لا يتعدد.
And the evidence from the sunnah that the truth is one and it's not more than that.
ما جاء في صحيح البخاري ومسلم.
What has come in the narration of Bukhari and Muslim.
من حديث أبي سعيد الخدري.
Of the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri.
أن بني قريظة.
That بني قريظة
نزلوا على حكم سعد بن معاذ.
Decided to accept the حكم سعد بن معاذ.
فقال سعد بن معاذ رضي الله عنه.
سعد بن معاذ said
تقتل مقاتلتهم.
That those who fought amongst them should be killed.
وتسبى ذراريهم.
And their houses should be taken.
فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated
لقد حكمت فيهم بحكم الله تعالى.
You have judged between them with the rule of Allah, the judgment of Allah تعالى.
فدل هذا.
So this shows
على أن سعد رضي الله عنه
السعد رضي الله عنه
وافق حكم الله في نفس الأمر.
He agreed with the rule of Allah in this matter.
وأنه لو حكم بغير هذا الحكم
and had he judged with other than this
ما وافق حكم الله.
He would not have agreed with the rule of Allah تبارك وتعالى.
وأيضا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said
إذا حكم الحاكم
if the judge judges
فاجتهد فأصاب فله أجران
and makes the decision and he's correct then he has two rewards.
وإذا حكم فأخطأ فله أجر واحد.
But if he decides and he's incorrect then he only has one reward.
فهذا الحديث صريح.
This is a clear hadith
بأن الحق في جهة واحدة
that the truth comes from one direction
للتصريح بتخطئة القول المخالف.
Because it shows
للتصريح بتخطئة القول المخالف.
And it clearly saying that the opposite saying is wrong.
وبهذا نعرف خطأ مذهب البعض.
We know the
بهذا نعرف خطأ مذهب البعض.
We know the mistake of some of those who say
كل مجتهد مصيب.
Those who have the mashab that everyone who makes an ijtihad is correct.
قال شيخ قال القاضي أبو الطيب الطبري.
The قاضي أبو الطيب الطبري said
هذا مذهب معتزلة البصرة.
This mashab or this school of thought is the school of thought of the معتزلة البصرة.
وهم الأصل في هذه البدعة.
And they are the ones who are the origin or brought about this bid'ah.
قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية.
شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله said.
ولهذا تجد المسائل التي تنازعت فيها الأمة على أقوال.
That you find that the matters that the Ummah has differed in, that there are statements.
وإنما القول الذي بعث الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم واحد منها.
And that in these issues that they differ, they have many statements, that the statement that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said is one of them.
القاعدة السادسة.
The sixth matter.
الصحابة اختلفوا في الدقائق فقط.
That the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم differed in small matters. Matters of ijtihad.
فالصحابة لم يختلفوا في شيء من قواعد الإسلام.
They did not differ in anything from the principles of Islam.
قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية.
Shaykh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah says,
في منهاج السنة النبوية,
in his book منهاج السنة النبوية,
الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم,
the companions of the Prophet, may Allah be pleased with them,
لم يقتتلوا قط, لم يقتتلوا قط.
They have never fought.
لاختلافهم في قاعدة من قواعد الإسلام أصلا.
Because they differed over principle of the principles of Islam.
ولم يختلفوا في شيء من قواعد الإسلام.
And they did not differ on anything that was from the principles of Islam.
لا في الصفات.
Not in the qualities of Allah تبارك وتعالى.
ولا في القدر.
Nor in the decree of Allah تبارك وتعالى.
ولا مسائل الأسماء.
Nor in the matters of the names of Allah تبارك وتعالى.
والأحكام.
Nor the regulations.
ولا مسائل الإمامة.
Nor the matters of imam, or who should be the leader.
القاعدة السابعة,
the seventh principle.
فهم السلف عاصم من الاختلاف.
That the understanding of the Salaf is that which will protect us from differing.
لأن الصحابة كانوا متفقين على قواعد الإسلام.
Because the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was in agreement upon the principles of Islam.
ومتابعتهم على ما هم عليه.
And those who follow them upon what they were on,
يورث الاتفاق الذي كان لهم,
will inherit that agreement that they were upon.
ومن أجل هذا,
and because of this,
قال البربهاري رحمه الله تعالى,
Imam al-Barbahari said,
في السنة,
in the book of Sunnah,
والأصل الذي تبنى عليه الجماعة,
and the basis for which the jama'ah is built upon,
هم أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
They are the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية.
And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله stated.
في منهاج السنة النبوية.
In his book منهاج السنة النبوية.
لم يكن في القرون أكمل من قرن الصحابة.
There was never a better generation than the generation of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فليس في الطوائف بعدهم.
There is not in any group after them.
أكمل من أتباعهم.
More perfect than those who follow them.
فكل من كان للحديث والسنة,
all of those who are in hadith and sunnah,
وآثار الصحابة,
and in the narrations of the companions,
أتبع,
those who followed the most,
كان أكمل,
they will be the most perfect.
وكانت تلك الطائفة,
and this group,
أولى بالاجتماع والهدى,
will be the group that will have اجتماع or gathering and guidance.
والاعتصام بحبل الله.
And those who are truly sticking to the rope of Allah.
وأبعد عن التفرق والاختلاف والفتنة.
And they are the furthest removed from differing and separating.
وكل من بعد عن ذلك.
And anyone who's far from these matters.
كان أبعد عن الرحمة.
Are furthest from the mercy of Allah.
وأدخل في الفتنة.
And more. Closer or more quick to enter into the fitna.
قال الإمام مالك رحمه الله تعالى.
Imam Malik رحمه الله stated.
ليس في اختلاف الصحابة سعة. ليس في اختلاف الصحابة سعة.
There is nothing from the different Sahaba that can be used.
إنما هو خطأ أو صواب.
It is either something that is mistaken or something that is correct.
ومنطوق الإمام مالك هذا,
and what Imam Malik means by this,
موافق لمفهوم كلام ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما,
is in accordance with understanding of Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما.
لما قال,
when he said,
أقول قال رسول الله,
I say that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
وتقولون قال أبو بكر وقال عمر.
And you say Abu Bakr said this and Umar said this.
توشك أن تنزل عليكم حجارة من السماء.
It may be said soon, stones will fall upon your head from the heavens.
وهنا توضيح لقول عمر بن عبد العزيز مشهور عنه.
And here is an explanation or wider understanding of what Umar ibn Aziz رضي الله عنه stated.
يستدل به أهل البدع,
that the people of bid'ah use,
للتسويغ الخلاف,
to show the permissibility of differing,
والتوسع فيه,
and to expand jinnis or make it something that is that they often do.
قال عمر بن عبد العزيز رحمه الله
عمر بن عزيز رحمه الله said
ما أحب أن أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يختلفوا.
I would not love that the Prophet's companions did not differ.
لأنه لو كان قولا واحدا كان الناس في ضيق.
Because if there is just one saying, the people would be.
على مساء الاجتهاد فقط.
Upon the matters that there is room to make ijtihad in those matters alone.
لأن المسائل المنصوصة.
Because those matters that have a text.
من الكتاب والسنة.
From Quran and Sunnah.
لا خيار لأحد في العدول عنها.
No one has a choice to go in any direction away from it.
قال ابن عبد البر رحمه الله تعالى.
Ibn Abd al-Barr رحمه الله states.
قال عن قول عمر بن عبد العزيز.
Regarding the statement of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz.
قال هذا فيما كان طريقه الاجتهاد.
This is regarding matters that are permissible to make اجتهاد in.
وخالف عمر بن عبد العزيز جماعة من أهل العلم.
And Umar ibn Abdul Aziz has differed with a group of the scholars.
قال مالك والشافعي.
For Imam Malik and Shafi,
ومن سلك سبيلهما,
and those who took their way,
والليث بن سعد والأوزاعي,
and Layth ibn Sa'd and Awza'i,
وأبو ثور,
and Abu Thawr,
وجماعة أهل النظر,
and a group of the people of Nadr,
أن الاختلاف إذا تدافع,
that if the differences,
إذا أن الاختلاف إذا تدافع.
If the opinions differ and oppose one another,
فهو خطأ أو صواب.
It is either a mistake or correct.
والواجب عند اختلاف العلماء,
and the obligation when scholars differ,
طلب الدليل من الكتاب والسنة والإجماع.
It's for one to seek the evidence from Quran and Sunnah and from إجماع.
وهناك عبارة مشهورة عن الإمام أحمد.
And there is a well-known expression of Imam Ahmad.
أنه قال لرجل ألف كتابا في الخلاف.
He said to a man who wrote a book consisting or dealing with the matter of differences.
قال سمه كتاب السعة.
Call it.
قال سمه كتاب السعة.
The book of expensive book or allowance.
قال الإمام أحمد الرجل سمه كتاب السعة.
Call it the book of allowance or whatever.
هذا الكلام.
This statement.
قد يظن البعض,
some people may think,
أنه توسع للقول بأي الأقوال المختلفة.
That it means that he's allowing the person to take a statement of anyone when the people differ.
وليس هذا هو مراد الإمام أحمد.
And this is not what Imam Ahmad meant.
قال إسماعيل القاضي.
إسماعيل القاضي said,
إنما التوسعة.
What it means here, توسعة.
في اختلاف أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
When it comes to the differing of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
توسع في اجتهاد الرأي.
Is regarding the matter of اجتهاد or opinion.
فأما أن يكون توسع.
But for this توسع.
لأن يقول الناس بقول واحد منهم.
That this means that a person can take any one of these statements.
من غير أن يكون الحق عنده فيه.
Without believing or knowing that this matter is true,
فلا.
Then this is not what he meant.
قال ابن عبد البر.
Ibn Abd al-Barr said,
كلام إسماعيل.
The statement of إسماعيل.
حسن جدا.
Is very good.
Shall we complete or? Maybe we have more.
He said that at this time we will take questions and we'll complete this subject tomorrow, inshallah.
that if you have some questions, bring them forward so that the benefit of the lecture would not be missed. Fadilat al-Shaykh, is there a difference between istiraq wa ikhtilaf? And is separating and differing.
الحمد لله رب العالمين. الكلام يجب أن يحمل على مراد المتكلم به. فبعض العلماء يستعملها على سبيل المرادفة فهذا يعني هذا. وبعضهم قد يفرق بينهما. الشاهد أنه يحمل الكلام على مراد المتكلم.
This issue or this matter should be looked at from what the one who is using the term means. For some of the scholars use the terms interchangeable, and some of them make a difference. So we look as to what is meant, and from the one who is making the statement.
Question: do the difference between us and the following groups necessitate افتراق جماعة التبليغ إخوان المسلمون جماس إحياء التراث جماعة التفسير حزب التحرير we want details. هذا السائل يبدو أنه ما استوعب الدرس.
It's as if this questioner did not listen to the lecture.
لأن ذكرنا في القاعدة الثالثة أن الخلاف صفة أهل البدع.
Because we mentioned in the lecture that the third principle was that differing is the quality and characteristic of the people of innovations.
فقلنا أهل السنة والجماعة وهم المرحومون.
We said that أهل السنة and the جماعة are the people of mercy.
وأهل الفرقة والبدعة وهم المختلفون.
And the people of بدعة, they are those who differ.
فكل من كان على السنة فهو من إخواننا في الله.
So whoever is on the Sunnah is from our brothers in Allah.
وكل من خرج عن السنة إلى البدعة فهو بعيد عنا بمقدار خروجه عن السنة.
And whoever from our brothers goes outside the Sunnah by going to innovation, he is far away from us depending on the measure of the bid'a that he has become involved in.
If you have
one older brother, do you have to show respect to him, even if he is being rude to me and is not showing any mercy to me? Should I still respect him?
إذا كان الرجل مضيعا لحق الأخوة لك في الله.
هذا الرجل يعني نقول أنا هذا الرجل أحمق يعني ما يبي حمله لنا يقول ما يحترم.
هل أنا واجب علي احترامه وهو يعني شديد علي؟
لا.
ما يخاف.
نجاوبه.
خير إن شاء الله. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس منا من لم يرحم صغيرنا ويعرف لكبيرنا حقه.
That he is not, the Prophet Islam said, he is not from us who does not respect the old amongst us or show them our their rights and show mercy to our youngsters.
وإذا كان من لم يرحم صغيرنا ويعرف.
He who does not show mercy to our youngster or show to our elders respect.
وإذا كان الكبير مضيعا لحق الصغير.
And if the older brother here is not paying any attention to the rights of the younger.
فهذا لا يسقط حق الصغير في حق الكبير في احترامه من قبل الصغير.
It does not remove the fact that the young one should still respect him.
is question, is it true that some people say that the Kibar Mashaykh, like Sheikh Ibn Abbas, don't know the details of the deviance of groups such as Ihya Asraf, as they mentioned, good about Ihya Asraf in general? Say, and he says that this question should not even be raised, actually.
Yeah, next
question. What is the difference between Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah and the Salafi? Please answer in detail.
Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah هم السلفيون وهم أهل الحديث وهم الطائفة المنصورة وهم الفرقة الناجية. هذه كلها أسماء مرادفة لأهل السنة والجماعة.
أهل السنة والجماعة are the Salafiyun, and they are the Hadith, and they are the Victorious Group, and they are the Saved Group. All of these are names that have the same meaning. This is it. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك
من العصر إلا في بني قريظة فأدرك بعضهم العصر في الطريق فقال بعضهم لا نصلي حتى نأتيهم وقال بعضهم بل نصلي لم يرد منا ذلك فذكر ذلك للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فلم يعنف واحدا منهم.
In the Sahihain, Bukhari and Muslim, there's a hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma that he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Yawm al-Ahzab that none of you should pray Asr except at Bani Qurayza. So some of them made Asr on the way, and some of them said, I will not pray until I reach Bani Qurayza. This was related to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he did not criticize either of them.
وهذا الحديث صار عمدة لكل مخطئ ومعرض عن الكتاب والسنة وسلف الأمة يحتج به في إعذار المخطئين.
And this hadith This hadith has been used by those who make mistakes in the areas of differing as an excuse for their differing, and that the differing is allowed.
وليس فيما تعلق به متعلق.
And that which they are connecting to this matter is, has no connection to this hadith.
لأن هذا الفعل كان في زمن التشريع ولم تستقر الأحكام بعد.
And because this action was done at the time where Islam was still being legislated and the ahkam was not totally solidified system as of yet.
وكانت الأحكام ينسخ بعضها بعضا.
And some of the regulations abrogated others.
فظن البعض,
so some of them thought,
أنه يسوغ تأخير الصلاة عن وقتها إذا كان الشاغل ضرورة الحرب.
That it was permissible for them to delay the salah upon its proper time because they were busy with the matters of warfare.
أما وقد ثبتت الأحكام,
because it has been affirmed in the rulings.
وبينت الأمور,
but after rather it has been the أحكام has been shown rather and the matters are clear.
فليس حال المخطئ بعد ذلك مطابقا لحال الصحابة.
Those who make mistakes today, their situation cannot be compared to the situation of Sahaba in this narration.
الأمر الآخر,
another matter,
وهو الذي ينبغي أن نعلمه,
is a matter that we must know,
أن الحق والشريعة واضحة سهلة,
that the truth and the Sharia are clear and easy.
قال الله تبارك وتعالى,
الله سبحانه وتعالى says,
ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر.
We have made the Quran easy to remember, is there any who want to remember it?
قال الحافظ ابن كثير في تفسيره,
الحافظ ابن كثير says in his تفسير,
أي سهلنا لفظه ويسرنا معناه.
We mean we have made the letters of it easy and the meaning of it easy.
وفي الصحيحين من حديث النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه.
And in the صحيحين بخاري مسلم فما حديث النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
الحلال بين.
The halal is clear.
والحرام بين.
The haram is clear.
وبينهما أمور مشتبهات.
And between them are matters that are ambiguous.
وهذا الاشتباه.
And these things that are ambiguous.
إنما هو بالنسبة لمن لم يعرفها.
Is relative. Ambiguity is relative to those who don't know the matters.
وليست مشتبهة في نفس الأمر.
But they are not ambiguous to everyone.
القاعدة الأخرى المهمة في هذا الباب.
Another principle that is important in this subject that we're discussing.
صحة العقيدة.
To have the sound عقيدة.
سبب لإدراك الحق في سائر الأمور.
Is a means of achieving the truth in all other matters.
ولهذا لا بد من الاعتناء في العقيدة أولا.
And because of this, we must show concern and importance, give importance to the عقيدة first and foremost.
حتى تدرك الحق في غيره.
So that we will understand the truth in other issues.
ومن كان أعمى في العقيدة.
And he who is blind in عقيدة.
فهو في غيرها أعمى وأضل سبيلا.
In other matters, he will be more blind and more astray from the correct path.
قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى.
شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله says.
اعتقاد الحق الثابت.
Believing the truth that is affirmed or confirmed.
يقوي الإدراك ويصححه.
Helps one, makes strengthens one's perception and gives it power or ability.
قال تعالى.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى says.
والذين اهتدوا زادهم هدى.
And those who have guided, we will increase them in guidance.
وقال تعالى.
And Allah says.
ولو أنهم فعلوا ما يوعظون به.
If they were to do that which they were admonished to do.
لكان خيرا لهم.
It would have been better for them.
وأشد تثبيتا.
And would have been more تثبيتا. Firm for them or more steady.
وإذا لآتيناهم أجرا عظيما.
And we would have given them a great reward.
ولهديناهم صراطا مستقيما.
And we have guided them to the straight path.
وصحة العقيدة أيضا.
And the authentic or the correct عقيدة.
سبب لاستجابة الدعاء.
Is a means of a دعاء being answered.
وكثير من أهل البدع.
And many of the people of bid'ah.
ربما يدعو ويقول.
They may make دعاء and say.
اللهم اهدني لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك.
Oh Allah, guide me.
لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك.
In those matters that they differ in to the truth by your permission.
وقد لا يستجاب له بسبب سوء عقيدته.
And he may not be answered by Allah because of his wrong عقيدة.
قال شيخ الإسلام بن تيمية رحمه الله.
شيخ الإسلام بن تيمية رحمه الله says.
إجابة الدعاء.
That the answering of دعاء.
تكون عن صحة الاعتقاد.
Is based upon the correct belief.
وعن كمال الطاعة.
And complete obedience to Allah.
لأنه عقب آية الدعاء بقوله.
Because Allah ended the ayah dealing with supplication.
فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي.
Answer me and believe in me.
فليستجيبوا لي هذا كمال الطاعة.
Answer me means this is total obedience to Allah.
وليؤمنوا بي كمال التوحيد.
And believing in me means the complete tawheed.
قاعدة أخرى.
Another principle.
وهو ما نراه من بعض الناس.
And this is something that we see from some people.
إذا نبهته على خطأ في منهجه أو عقيدته أو مسائل أحكامه.
If you inform him that he has a mistake in his aqidah or his minhaj or in other issues.
احتج لك بقوله.
He uses as an argument.
هذه المسألة مختلف فيها.
This is a matter that people differ over.
وهذا ليس بحجة شرعية.
This statement of his is not an evidence from the legislation.
قال الحافظ ابن عبد البر رحمه الله تعالى.
حافظ ابن عبد البر رحمه الله says.
الاختلاف ليس بحجة عند أحد علمته من فقهاء الأمة.
Differing is not an evidence for any of the scholars or the fuqaha of this ummah.
إلا من لا بصر له ولا معرفة عنده ولا حجة في قوله.
Except the one who has no perception, no understanding, no knowledge, and no حجة, no evidence.
وقال الخطابي رحمه الله تعالى.
And الخطابي said, رحمه الله.
وليس الاختلاف حجة.
اختلاف, or the fact of there being a difference in an issue, is not an evidence.
وبيان السنة حجة على المختلفين من الأولين والآخرين.
An explanation of the Sunnah is an evidence for those who differ, whether they be from the past or the present.
قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية.
Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله says,
وليس لأحد أن يحتج بقول أحد في مسائل النزاع.
There is no person who can use as an argument in a matter that people differ over someone's statement.
وإنما الحجة النص والإجماع.
But rather the evidence is the nas, the actual text from Quran and Sunnah, or إجماع.
وهناك مسلك بدعي خطير.
And there is a way, an innovative way that is dangerous.
يريده البعض.
That some people take.
تحت دعوى التجميع.
Under the call that we should all gather together.
وإقرار المختلفين في مسائل الاعتقاد وغيرها على ما هم عليه.
And leaving those who differ on the beliefs and the issues and things that they differ on as they are.
حتى لا تختلف الأمة بدعواهم.
So that the ummah will not differ according to their claim.
فيعذرون هؤلاء.
They make excuses for people.
كما يعذر أهل السنة بعضهم بعضا في مسائل الاجتهاد غير المنصوصة.
They make excuses for these people in the issues of belief and otherwise, just like أهل السنة make excuses for one another in issues of اجتهاد where there is no text.
يقول شيخ الإسلام عن هؤلاء.
شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله says about these type of people.
يقول وقسم آخر.
And there is another group.
أقوام لا يعرفون اعتقاد أهل السنة كما يجب.
Those who do not know the belief of Ahlul Sunnah as they should know.
أو يعرفون بعضه ويجهلون بعض.
Or they know part of the correct aqidah, but they are ignorant of the other part.
وما عرفوه منه قد يكتمونه.
And that which they understand of it, قد
يكتمونه.
They may hide it.
ولا يبينونه للناس ولا ينهون عن البدع.
They will not explain it to the people nor forbid the bid'ah.
ولا يذمون أهل البدع ولا يعاقبونهم.
They do not criticize the people of innovation nor have any position towards them of
banishing.
Yeah, nor punish them.
أو يقرون الجميع على مذاهبهم المختلفة.
Or they agree with everybody upon the different viewpoints and madhab or schools of thought.
كما يقر العلماء في مواضع الاجتهاد التي يسوغ فيها النزاع.
They do this like the scholars do regarding the issues of fiqh in which there is permissibility for اجتهاد.
يقول شيخ الإسلام عن هؤلاء.
Sheikh Islam says about these people.
وهذه حال كثير من المرجئة.
This is the state of many of the murji'a.
وبعض المتفقه والمتصوف والمتفلسفة.
And some of those who are supposed to know fiqh, and some of those who know philosophy, and some of those who are connected to Sufism.
قاعدة أخرى.
Another principle.
تبيين الأخطاء واجب.
Explaining the mistakes, making it clear, is obligatory.
وهذا من الذب عن الشريعة.
This is to defend the Sharia.
ومن صيانتها عن أخطاء العلماء.
And to protect it from the mistakes of the scholars.
وهو من النصح لله ولرسوله ولكتابه وسنته صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And it is true sincere advice to the Book of Allah تبارك وتعالى and the Sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
كما جاء في صحيح مسلم من حديث تميم الداري.
As comes in the hadith of Sahih Muslim, the hadith of Tamim al-Dari,
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدين النصيحة.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said الدين is النصيحة, sincere advice or sincerity.
قلنا لمن يا رسول الله.
They said to who, O Messenger of Allah.
قال لله ولرسوله ولأئمة المسلمين وعامتهم.
Said to Allah and to His Book and to the Messenger and to those in authority amongst the Muslims and to the laymen.
قال الحافظ ابن رجب رحمه الله تعالى.
Ibn Rajab رحمه الله states.
ومن أنواع النصح لله تعالى.
Amongst the types of sincerity to Allah تبارك وتعالى.
وكتابه ورسوله.
And to His Book and to His Messenger.
وهو ما يختص بالعلماء.
And this is something particular of the scholars.
رد الأهواء المضلة.
Opposing and going against and responding to the people of desires and those who are astray.
وكذلك رد الأقوال الضعيفة من زلات العلماء.
And also responding to the weak statements of the scholars.
وبيان دلالة الكتاب والسنة على ردها.
And showing that the evidence from Quran and Sunnah opposes that particular statement or that particular thing.
وهنا يحصل.
And with this, one achieves.
يحصل تشويش عند البعض.
Here, sometimes happens that people are unclear on this point.
يقول لماذا يتكلم العلماء بعضهم في بعض.
Why do some of the scholars talk about other scholars?
وهذا ليس بجديد.
This is nothing.
ليس بجديد.
This is nothing new. This statement. This question as to why some scholars talk about other scholars.
فقد حدث مثل هذا الإيراد في عهد التابعين.
So this statement has been made in the time of the Tabi'is.
قال عاصم الأحول لقتادة.
عاصم الأحول said to قتادة.
ألا أرى العلماء يقع بعضهم في بعض.
Do you not see that the scholars, some of them are talking about others?
فقال يا أحول.
He said يا أحول أو أحول.
أولا تدري.
Do you not know.
أن الرجل إذا ابتدع بدعة.
That if a man innovates innovation.
فينبغي لها أن تذكر حتى تحذر.
That it must be mentioned so that the people will be warned against it.
يقول الشاطبي معلقا على هذا الكلام.
Imam Shati رحمه الله says commenting on this statement.
فمثل هؤلاء.
And similar to these people.
لا بد من ذكرهم والتشريد بهم.
يعني أهل البدع. You must mention them and you must show them and warn against them.
لأن ما يعود على المسلمين من ضررهم إذا تركوا.
Because what will happen to the Muslims if these people are left.
أعظم من الضرر الحاصل بذكرهم والتنفير عنهم.
Is greater than the harm that will come about by warning against them and mentioning them.
ومثل لذلك بمثل.
And
كل واحد.
He gave a example that everyone can understand.
كقطع اليد المتآكلة.
Like cutting a hand that there is some problem with, some injury. It doesn't work.
ملوثة.
Or doesn't have some harm to it.
إتلافها أسهل من إتلاف النفس.
يعني cutting it is better than cutting and bringing about the destruction of one's whole self, the death of oneself.
بل إن أئمتنا رحمهم الله.
But rather our scholars, may Allah be merciful to all of them.
بينوا أن خطر البدع
has shown that the danger of بدع
أعظم من خطر دين اليهود والنصارى.
Is greater than the danger of the deen of the Jews and the Christians.
لأن الناس يغترون بهم.
Because the people are deluded by أهل البدع.
قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى.
شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله says.
وسأذكر المجلد والصفحة حتى يعني نوثق هذا حتى لا يطعن أحد في هذا الكلام.
I will mention the page that he said it on and the particular volume that he said it in so no one can find fault with these words.
مجموع الفتاوى.
Is in his the مجموع الفتاوى.
المجلد الثاني.
In the second volume.
الصفحة التاسعة والخمسين بعد الثلاثمائة.
And 359, page 359.
يقول عن غلاة الصوفية.
He says about the extreme Sufis.
فهذه المقالات
these statements
وأمثالها
and those which are similar to these statements
من أعظم الباطل
are of the greatest falsehood
وقد نبهنا على بعض ما به يعرف معناها وأنه باطل
we have shown or have shown that which is falsehood have drawn your attention to that which is falsehood amongst it that one who listens to it or knows it can know that is in fact falsehood
والواجب إنكارها
and it is obligatory that we forbid this
فإن إنكار هذا المنكر الساري في كثير من المسلمين
for forbidding these evils that are present amongst the Muslims
أولى من إنكار دين اليهود والنصارى الذي لا يضل به المسلمون
and it criticizing them and responding to them and blocking the, and crushing the Muslims from these is first and foremost before we do that regarding the Jews and the Christians because these people, the Muslims are deluded by them
قال المروذي للإمام أحمد
مروذي said to Imam Ahmad
أيستعان باليهود والنصارى وهم مشركون ولا يستعان بالجهم
do we seek their help in some issues with a Jew and a Christian and they are mushriks and we don't seek the help of a Jahmi
قال يا بني
he says oh my son
يغتر بهم المسلمون وأولئك لا يغتر بهم المسلمون
the Muslims are deluded with أهل البدع but they are not deluded by the Jews or the Christians
وهنا نعرف ضلال البعض
and here we know that some people have went astray
الذين يصفون المنكرين على المخطئين
those who describe those who correct and respond to those who are making mistakes
يصفونهم بأنهم دعاة الفتنة
they call them and they characterize them as being دعاة الفتنة callers of fitna
وهذا مقام خطر
this statement is a dangerous statement
فإن الأخطاء والبدع تصان تصان يعني تحمى
Because the
الأخطاء والبدع تصان تحمى
Because the mistakes of أهل البدع
تحمى يدافع عنها
In this way would be protected or be defended
طلبا لإزالة الفتنة التي زعموا
Because they're requesting that this is a means trying to remove the fitna that they're claiming that the people who are warning against Ahl al-Bidah are starting or doing
ويكون فعلهم ذلك
and their action this action of theirs
أعظم فتنة
is the greatest fitna
لما فيه من صيانة الباطل
because they are in fact protecting falsehood
ومحاربة من ينكره
and they are fighting those who go out against the falsehood
قال الإمام أحمد رحمه الله تعالى
Imam Ahmad رحمه الله states
عجبت لقوم عرفوا الإسناد وصحته
I am astonished by people who know the isnad and the authenticity of the chain of transmission
يذهبون إلى رأي سفيان
going to the opinions of سفيان
والله تعالى يقول
and Allah says
فليحذر الذين يخالفون عن أمره
let those who want to go against his order
أن تصيبهم فتنة أو يصيبهم عذاب أليم
that a fitna will occur to them or a severe punishment
أتدري ما الفتنة
do you know what this fitna in this ayah is
الفتنة الشرك
the fitna here is shirk
لعله إذا رد بعض قوله
it may be that if he rejects some of the statements of Allah
أن يقع في قلبه شيء من الزيغ فيهلك
some of the statements of Allah or the statements of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم that some filth or foolishness or astrayness will enter into his heart.
وهذا الأمر
in this matter
كما يقرره شيخ الإسلام والإمام أحمد يقرره الوزير ابن هبير رحمه الله
this has been mentioned by Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله and shown by him and shown by Imam Ahmad has always been shown by Ibn al-Wazir رحمه الله
فإنه لما ساق حديث علي بن أبي طالب في قتال الخوارج
Because when he brought the hadith of Ali ibn Talib in fighting the Khawarij, those who went out against him,
قال في كتابه الإفصاح عن معاني الصحاح
said in his book الإفصاح
عن معاني الصحاح
the meaning of the true Sahih.
لما تكلم عن حديث علي في قتال الخوارج
when he talked about the hadith of Ali fighting the Khawarij
يقول وإنما ذكر هذا
He said, this has been mentioned
لِأَلَّا يَرَى أَحَدٌ
so that no one will understand or think
في وقت ظهور مثلهم
that in the time of the appearance of the likes of the Khawarij
أَنَّ قِتَالِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ أَوْلَى مِنْ قِتَالِهِمْ
that at that time we should fight the mushriks is first before fighting them
بَلْ قِتَالُهُمْ عَلَى هَذَا الْكَلَامِ أَوْلَى مِنْ قِتَالِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ
but fighting them according to what he said in this narration fighting them is first and foremost before fighting the mushriks
لأن في ذلك حفظ رأس مال الإسلام
because in that we preserve the capital of Islam
وقتال المشركين هو طلب ربح في الإسلام
and whereas fighting the mushrikeen is means a profit to Islam
أيضا
also
إعذار الأقوال والمذاهب المختلفة لا يحسن مادة الخلاف بل يزيده
also excusing the difference of opinions and the mistakes that people make does not wipe away the differences but it increases it
قال الخطابي رحمه الله تعالى
الخطابي رحمه الله says
ولو ترك الناس متفرقين
if the people are left different
لتفرقت الآراء والنحل
they would differ in all opinions and in their religion
ولكثرت الأديان والملل
and the religions and the ways of life will increase
ولم تكن فائدة في بعثة الرسول
and it would be no benefit for the fact of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم being sent
وفي الجملة
and in general
فما ثم إلا صراط مستقيم
there is nothing except the صراط المستقيم the straight path
أو بدع مضلة
or a innovation that will lead one astray
ومن الفاسدة
and or a way that is false and corrupt
يقول ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى
ابن القيم رحمه الله says
إن الطريق الموصل إلى الله واحد
the path that leads to Allah is one
وهو ما بعث به رسله
and that is the path that the messengers have been sent with
وأنزل به كتبه
and the books have been sent down
ولا يصل إليه أحد إلا من هذه الطريق
and no one can reach it except from this path
ولو أتى الناس من كل طريق
and if the people were to come from every other way
واستفتحوا من كل باب
and opening every door
فالطرق عليهم مسدودة
all these doors are locked and blocked
والأبواب عليهم مغلقة
and the doors are locked
إلا من هذا الطريق الواحد
except from this one path
فإنه متصل بالله موصل إلى الله
it is connected to Allah and leads one to Allah
وهنا الخاتمة
and here is the ending
كيف يحصل الائتلاف والوفاق
How can we bring about togetherness and unity?
يقول الله تبارك وتعالى
Allah سبحانه وتعالى says
واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا
Hold to the rope of Allah altogether and do not separate.
قال الشاطبي رحمه الله
Ibn Shatibi رحمه الله says
فبين أن التأليف
He shows here سبحانه that coming together
إنما يحصل عند الائتلاف على التعلق بمعنى واحد
It will happen when we connect our hold
على التعلق بمعنى واحد.
When we all agree upon one meaning.
وأما إذا تعلق كل حزب بحبل غير ما تعلقت به الأخرى.
But if everyone holds to a rope other than the rope that the other one held to,
فلا بد من التفرق.
Then there will be differing.
يقول أبو القاسم الأصبهاني
أبو القاسم الأصبهاني says
وكان السبب في اتفاق أهل الحديث
and the salaf on the basis of the agreement of أهل الحديث
أنهم أخذوا الدين من الكتاب والسنة
they took the dean from Quran and Sunnah
وطريق النقل
and from the means of narrations
فأورثهم الاتفاق والائتلاف
and it brought to them agreement and togetherness and unity
فإذا لا بد من التعلق على معنى واحد للكتاب والسنة وهو فهم السلف الصالح رحمهم الله تعالى
that means that we have to come together on one understanding of Quran and Sunnah that understanding is understanding the salaf salih
والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين
جزاكم الله خير This
There's just one question which is very, seems very fundamental to the topic. The question is that since you are talking about unity and splitting, then why should we call ourselves Salafis? Is that not in itself a split? Is that not in itself a breaking away?
نعم هو تفريق.
Yes, it is differing.
تفريق بين الحق والباطل.
Differing between truth and falsehood.
وهذا تفريق محمود.
And this type of differing is praiseworthy.
وهذا
and this
لا يعيبه إلا جاهل.
No one can find fault with it except one who is ignorant.
وهو خارق للإجماع.
And he is going outside of the consensus of the scholars.
قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية.
شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله says.
ولا عيب على من انتسب إلى السلف.
There can be no fault found to anyone who connects himself to the way of the Salaf.
واعتزى إليه.
And connects himself to it.
بل يجب قبول ذلك منه إجماعا.
But it is obligatory that be accepted from him by إجماع.
وبعض الناس إذا سمع هذه الكلمة.
And some people they hear this word or this statement.
نفر كأنه بغل شموس.
He runs away from it as if he's a donkey.
بغل شموس وحشي ولا.
يعني wild ass يعني.
Is that a good term?
هذه عبارة استخدمها أيوب السختياني يعني. لا تلوموني عليه.
بس يعني أيوب one of the مشايخ one of the salaf used this term.
لأن أهل البدع
because the people of innovation
سبب رواج مذهبهم سبب رواج مذهبهم
سبب
رواج مذهبهم انتشار مذهبهم
because spreading the means of spreading their أهل البدع the means of spreading their school of thought or their philosophies
بانتسابهم إلى أهل السنة والجماعة.
They use the means that they are connected to أهل السنة والجماعة.
كما يقول الشاعر نحن أهل السنة والجماعة.
Like the شاعر say we are أهل السنة والجماعة.
فهذه الكلمة لا تفرق. كما أن كلمة الفرقة الناجية لا تفرق والطائفة المنصورة لا تفرق.
Because this and therefore this term أهل السنة والجماعة doesn't separate between those on the truth and those on falsehood. Just like the word فرقة ناجية سيفيه doesn't distinguish between those on the truth and the falsehood. Just like the word طائفة المنصورة apparent or victorious group doesn't distinguish between those on the truth and those on the falsehood.
ومعنى السلف في اللغة
the meaning of السلف in the language
المتقدم
are those who preceded us.
والخلف المتأخر
and the خلف are those who came after them.
يقول الله تبارك وتعالى
Allah says
وجعلناهم سلفا ومثلا للآخرين
and we made them as a salaf and an example for those who came after them.
وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الصحيحين لفاطمة
and Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Fatima his daughter in the صحيحين
فإني لك نعم السلف
I am for you the best of the salaf.
ويقول الله تبارك وتعالى
and Allah says
فخلف من بعدهم خلف أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات فسوف يلقون غيا
and they came out from خلف the other generations who followed the desires and left the salah and they will reach the punishment in hellfire.
ففي اللغة السلف لمن مضى وتقدم والخلف لمن جاء بعدهم
so in the language salaf is of those who went from before to preceded us and are the past and the khalaf are those who came later.
فنحن نقتفي آثار السلف.
So we are following the آثار or the way of the salaf.
الصحابة والتابعين.
The companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and their students.
وصار العلماء يستعملون الخلف.
And the scholars started using the term خلف.
لأهل البدع.
For the people of bid'ah.
لا باعتبار المعنى الزماني المجرد.
Not just looking at the particular time that those people may have lived in.
فمن تأخر زمانه وهو موافق للسلف فهو سلفي.
So he who lives, even if he lives at a later time, but he is connected to the manhaj al-salaf, he is salafi.
فيقال سلفي وصاحب سنة.
You can say he's salafi, a companion of the sunnah.
ويقال خلفي ومبتدع.
And you say خلفي or innovator.
وكما يقال
opposite. It's opposites.
يعني وكما جرى على ألسنة بعض المبتدع يقول مذهب السلف أسلم ومذهب الخلف أعلم وأحكم هذا باطل
Well, some of the innovators say the way of the Salaf is Aslam is safer, and the way of the Khalif is more wisdom and better.
بل مذهب السلف أسلم وأعلم وأحكم.
But rather, the truth of the matter is the way of the Salaf was safer and wiser and more knowledgeable.
هذا خلاص الحمد لله.
This tape has been brought to you by Intashara Dawah Islamiyah, Troy, the Reign of Islamic Dawah. The location of our center is on your tape cover, as well as it should have a listing of our current classes. In the meantime, if you wish to visit us on the internet, our website is www.troid.org.